It's 27 minutes to 12 at Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
As you know, both you and I love the theatre. We love people and we love to learn how they interact and the stories that they tell. And it's really fantastic to have this morning Holly Champion, well, in fact, I should say professionally, Dr. Holly Champion, who is the Artistic Director for Stream Shakespeare. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. How are you going?
Really good. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're really delighted to have you on Spotlight. Darren and I have read your biography and all of the things that you've done. You've had an amazing story. Let's get right into this because there's some really good stuff here. You love Shakespeare. Why Shakespeare, if I can start with that one first?
Oh, you know, Shakespeare's just so rich. There's so much in it. I mean, it's kept people entertained for more than 400 years, so the characters are just so interesting and complex, and the stories are so relatable. And I guess practically speaking for us, Shakespeare's in the public domain, so we didn't have to pay for rights.
That's a good idea. And I think, Holly, too, to remember that they were written, 400 or 500 years ago, and yet the relevance of the storyline, the themes, the people, the characters, the backstabbing, all of those things is pretty relevant really in today's society.
Absolutely. And Shakespeare was actually writing during times of plague, which are so relevant for us today.
Yes.
And he actually had to deal with the theatre being shut down several times because of plague outbreaks.
Yep.
And we've just had to do most of this in isolation, especially last year. We're starting to obviously open up a lot more now, but it's just been so interesting to see the parallels between his experience and ours because, sometimes in the most dire of circumstances, creativity can really just flourish.
So, Holly, Darren here, what is Stream Shakespeare and has that had a history before COVID or did it come about because of COVID?
No, it came about because of COVID, but I'm really hoping that it lasts well beyond it.
It sounds like a great idea. Yeah, please tell us more.
Yeah, so about this time last year, we put on our very first show and originally it was just me and a few friends and we created a Facebook group and we're like, okay, well, we haven't got anything to do at the moment because all the theatres have been suddenly shut down in the middle of March last year. And so we thought we'd all get together and do a play reading each week. And obviously Shakespeare provides a huge amount of material. So we thought, well, if we're going to do a play reading every week, we may as well live stream it. We may as well perform and show everyone what we've been up to and what we can do. So it just kind of snowballed from there. So we performed our first show, Comedy of Errors, nearly exactly 1 year ago, 29th of March. And now we're up to our 17th and 18th shows because we're doing a two-part show next in April.
That's fantastic that you've been able to do that during the COVID period. And I understand you have international following of this locally produced production that's streamed online.
Yeah, not just an international following. I mean, yeah, we've had lots of views from all over the world, especially some of our shows last year when everyone was in lockdown. We had over 17,000 views for our show, our production of The Winter's Tale. So it's all been completely online, all through Zoom and OBS, using lots of opportunities for, special effects and sound effects and green screen capture and all sorts of stuff. We're now got to the point where we're using CGI animation in our next show, Henry IV. And we've also graduated from doing play readings. So for the first half of last year, we were basically doing a show a week and we were just doing stage readings, although they ended up getting so complicated that eventually we got to the point in about July where we said, okay, we need to graduate from doing one show a week and actually take the time to rehearse it properly and produce a proper premium production. So that's what we've been doing for the last 6 or 8 months.
Holly, just to interrupt, I'm terribly sorry, Pio. You're an amazing orator in the sense that you have lots of energy and you can feel that coming through and it's not hard to work out why you and your organisation is successful. You said, no, but it's not. It's great. Energy creates energy and it's fantastic and innovation comes from that. The Winter's Tale, did you say you got 17,000 people or hits or I'm just trying to work out the numbers who have streamed, say, for example, to The Winter's Tale or to Shakespeare or whatever?
So we had about 17,000 views on Facebook when we had that video come out over the space of about 2 weeks. And I think As You Like It, which we did back in May, was also a real hit. We had about 16,000 views for that. Obviously it's a little bit harder now because we're competing with, you know, Hamilton's just opened, La Traviata, Frozen, all these amazing live big budget shows that we're competing with now, but we've got quite a few things up our sleeves. So
and isn't that great that instead of you, sorry if I can just say this, what inspires me with your dialogue, Buffet, Darren and I, is instead of you looking down, you're looking up, you're saying there is the benchmarks, we're going to come to you and try and surpass you. I mean, that to me is just absolutely lovely that you would do that type of thinking in a very now increasingly competitive market. Congratulations on your determination and strength in trying to do those things. Let's just go a little bit further because we're going to go to a break reasonably soon, but I'm just absolutely taken back. You have done an array of different types of performances. Can you tell our listeners some of the others in terms, I know we've been talking about streaming Shakespeare, but you've done a whole range of others as well.
Yeah, we haven't just done plays. We've done, as I say, 18 full plays, but we've also done roundtables, which are like talk shows on various topics. We've done a comedy web series called Shaky Interviews. We've even released a original album, and that was completely composed by Paul Brayman, who is located in Cologne in Germany. So we've got an international team as well as an international audience. We're very, very busy doing all sorts of stuff.
And that's a good segue into our break because we do have a few items by Paul Brayman. Do you want to introduce the first one which you just provided before we came on air?
So this is from The Winter's Tale. So I directed this show and it was basically set in, the first half was set in the 1950s and we had it all in black and white. And the second half was set in late 1960s in a kind of Woodstock kind of location, and so Paul had a really great time because he loved that period of music, and so he wrote this song Wild Berries, which features some of our cast singing and performing, and he wrote it in the styles like Jimi Hendrix, the Hendrix Experience, and a little bit of Bob Dylan in there as well, so hopefully you'll hear a bit of that.
Excellent. And here it is on Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
I feel a song in my heart that my sight still isn't. The trees waving at me, so bright and clear above my track. And I'm
It's a 11:45 at Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And you just heard a piece by Paul Breeman, Henry IV, main title. And we're speaking with Holly Champion, who is the artistic director of Stream Shakespeare. And we're going to talk all about Henry IV there, the latest and an upcoming Stream Shakespeare event. Holly, please tell us more. And, yeah, if you've got anything more about Paul and that great music, let us know as well.
Oh, yeah, Paul is just amazing. I met him about 15 years ago when I was an exchange student in Germany. And so he's still based in Cologne, Germany. And so we've been liaising with him from, you know, halfway across the globe. But he just pours forth all this music all the time. So for Henry IV, he had to go in a completely different direction from other shows that we've done, like The Winter's Tale. So for this, our director, Haki Peppoolu-Christen, really wanted to go for a sort of Star Wars, Star Trek-inspired take on Henry IV. And he wanted to do both parts one and part two. So that's two plays, double bill. So we're premiering that in a few weeks' time in April from the 16th onwards. And Paul has written an entire orchestral score for this show. It's basically like what we're doing is like a live film. So we're performing it through Zoom, but we've also got some pre-recorded sections with fight choreography and spaceship battles and laser fights and interplanetary rebellion, and it's just so much fun. Like, we've got CGI, we've got professional fight choreographer who's done all the choreography for the fight scenes, and Paul has written this amazing orchestral score that he has basically, he can't play all the instruments in the orchestra, although he can play quite a few of them, but he's plugged it all into, I think, Sibelius software, and so it reproduces this amazing, lush, big orchestral sound like John Williams from Star Wars.
It sounds fabulous. And the actual show that it's backing up, do you want to share a bit more about that and how people can get connected and look at it as well?
Sure. Well, Haki's just had this amazing vision for this show. I mean, it's basically the rise to power of Prince Hal, and he's sort of fighting against his overbearing father, King Henry IV. It's based roughly on English history from the 1400s, but Haki has, in a stroke of genius, he's updated it to the 2400s. So we're dealing with a new interplanetary kind of system, and basically, instead of being ruler of England, King Henry IV is now ruler of the entire galaxy. So it's kind of a little bit like the Emperor.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're taking medieval English history through to the, 25th century in the future. And that sounds really exciting.
Yeah. It's really great fun.
Who came up with that idea?
This is all Haki.
Okay, wow.
I brought him on to do Titus Andronicus last year. He'd already performed as an actor in quite a number of our stage readings, and he just blew me away with what he did with Titus Andronicus. And then this idea for, you know, really utilising the absolute extent of the capabilities that we can get with Zoom and with open broadcaster software in terms of technical effects. And, you know, that vision that he had for Henry IV just really blew me away. So I was very excited to take on this project.
It's very interesting there. So we're a community-based radio station, and those sorts of tools and the things that you're looking at is try and how do you stretch your dollar as far as possible. So I'm very familiar with OBS myself, and so congratulations there. But do you have any plans to take this to a live audience now we're getting back into live performances and the like?
Not for Henry IV yet. It would be wonderful if we could do that in future, but we really need money, I guess, to do that, because it is quite expensive to do venue hire and everything. We are looking to do a live in-person show later this year, but I just have to see how well we do with Henry IV with the finances first before I can announce it. If you're interested in buying tickets, that would be awesome. And it's Henry IV is premiering on April the 16th, and we've got three full performances of the double bill, so part one, part two, part one, part two, part one, part two. So you can check that on, we've got www.streamshakespeare.com. You can buy tickets through that link's on there, or you can just go straight to Try Booking and look us up. You can also check out our YouTube channel. We've got tons of our stuff there. Henry IV is a ticketed paid show along with a couple of other our premium shows, but we've got tons of free content on our YouTube channel. So
that's absolutely fantastic. We're nearly running out of time, Holly. Can I ask you a question? Darren and I are always intrigued with people. You have so much passion. You love what you do. That's really clear. What do you want to be remembered for in this space in your life? I mean, it's just really incredible. What do you want to say is, I've done this for?
You know, I think the most important thing, as cheesy as it sounds, is the amazing community that we've created through doing Stream Shakespeare. I've met so many hundreds of people that I didn't know about before in the Sydney and Australia-wide and international theatre scene, and in, you know, adjacent fields like film and music and fight choreography. And I've just made this incredible community of friends and colleagues, and everyone's got so much to offer. And my partner and I actually got married just a month ago, and I was just looking at the photos that we just got back, and so many of the Stream Shakespeare people were at our wedding, and it was just so lovely to see, you know, really good friends come out of this pandemic.
That's absolutely fantastic. Look, we're absolutely delighted that you've been able to join us, Holly, this morning. Darren and I love people who have energy, people who do great things, but I think there might be one more quick question.
Well, I was just going to say, Holly, you know, listeners, attention span, they might have heard things once, but two or three times. So can you just summarise again about Stream Shakespeare and the current Henry IV double bill?
So Henry IV is directed by Haki Pepo'olu-Kristin. He's an American actor who now lives in Australia, and he's also a director and a bit of an activist. And he has created this Star Wars vision for Henry IV, Parts 1 and Part 2. And you can buy tickets via our www.streamshakespeare.com. It's probably the easiest option. They're $20 for one show, and that's for your whole household to see the show, not just you. Or you can buy a $30 ticket for the whole double bill.
And just finally, as we're wrapping up, would you, I'll get you to introduce the final piece we're going to play by Paul Breeman. But Holly Champion, thank you very much for joining us today on Spotlight. Jim and myself, we are both fascinated by what you're doing. And no doubt, I think we need a coffee to help you keep expanding your network with the support of Spotlight and Alive 90.5.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And just finally, Paul Breeman and Henry IV, the Lady Percy scene. You want to just introduce it? We've got about 10 seconds.
Okay, so Paul's really gone for the Princess Leia type thing here. You'll probably be able to hear that Princess Leia theme, but it's been reworked in a different way. This is Hucky's vision for Lady Percy.
Thank you, Holly, for joining us this morning on Spotlight.
Thanks.
Alive 90.5. Alive 90.5.